This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. Listener discretion is advised. Professionally possessed. Story 1, Part 2. Those who speak and those who listen.
I lived the next few days in a tired, pained haze. I knew we were traveling, but only the food shoved in my hands and mouth felt real. Finally, after a good last nap, I woke up completely fine. For a few minutes, I quietly observed Marzia, Bridget, and the two Slayers walk silently beside Bloodsoaked. This is nice.
Why are we still traveling with them?
If you wish to go a less direct way to the castle, you are free to.
As if.
Just try to ignore them.
So, I mean, since we have time, will you two answer my question about how you got into slaying now?
Same way as everyone else. We learned to fight, and then chose to target demons. It's more difficult to hunt and kill them than normal humans, but, hey, it pays better.
Oh, come on, there has to be more details than that. Bridget was a soldier who wanted out of killing people. Eventually, she compromised for demons before she found her way completely out of it by helping me.
Shush. They don't need to know that.
We're not telling you anything more.
Why don't you just be quiet like your friends?
Helena is only silent when she's annoyed with you, and she's not there yet with you two.
Why would I be annoyed with them? It's not like they're serious competition.
You...
Lox, ignore them.
Oh, I know. If you don't want to talk about yourselves, you can practice your pitch to the king on me. If you can convince me, you can convince anyone.
No thanks.
What does it matter? We've revealed our secrets, and I don't think you have anything as creative up your sleeves. How could you possibly beat us?
We're done talking to the enemy.
You're a loss. Marzia.
Yes, Helena?
What do we know about the king and his daughter?
Not much. The royal family is pretty covert here. The country of Polypoil is mainly ruled by the Lands Council, which is appointed by the king.
Nobles?
No, common born. There is no noble class here. King Isaac's doesn't even hold court. He has a manor in the capital and attends council meetings. But we're headed to his country castle where he spends his summers.
But it's fall.
Exactly. That's how the populace caught on something was wrong. The rumors started from there.
So do we know anything about the princess?
She went to school in Kaberash, but she's been shadowing her father to succeed him the past few years.
Everyone loves her.
She's more outspoken than her father about protecting Polypoil's independence, despite pressure to accept being annexed by a larger country.
Don't the mountains protect them?
And trap them. She's also the only heir, so without her, Polypoil might not survive.
And you two want to kill her.
It's her or hundreds of other people.
It's not that simple.
Let it go.
Fine.
I continued to chat with Bridget and Marzia through the rest of the day. I prodded the two Slayers occasionally. They were true to their plan and ignored me. It seemed petty to me. If they were already sore losers, why were they still trying to win a job they basically already lost? They were so quiet that I barely noticed their absence the next morning.
They must have left in the middle of the night. Their tracks aren't quite fresh.
Do they really think a few hours' head start will help them? They must be really desperate for money.
What kind of blood-hungry monsters would condemn a girl just for money?
They think they're heroes. They've probably been told that for years. I'm guessing they also don't really believe us that Helena can destroy demons.
But it happened right in front of them.
I mean, to us, yes. But to them, it happened in her head. They only have what we said happened. They probably think it was an exorcist trick, something that already fits with their understanding of the world, instead of rewriting it.
Maybe we can help them out, if money's the issue.
We can't help everyone, Helena. Especially not those assholes.
Of course we can't help everyone. No one can really help me after all.
Let's get moving. If we're a minute late, I'll never forgive them or us.
Righto, fearless leader. We traveled hard for a couple of days trying to catch up with the Slayers. By the time we saw the castle on the horizon, we knew it was too late. Mountains shadowed the small estate, which was really more of a manor than a castle. It was isolated not just by the mountain range, but also by a thick forest all around. There was probably a town close by to supply the necessities to the royals when they stayed, but we didn't pass through it. We simply approached the main entrance.
Halt! Who are you and what's your business?
Bridget and I shrunk back to let Marzia handle this. She was the one who took classes in how to deal with people, after all. She was smiling the same way she always did when she was going to get her way no matter what.
Greetings, good sir. We are just lagging a little bit behind our two friends who went ahead to talk to the king about a demon.
You're with the Demon Slayers?
Yes, their business is ours.
She could just outright lie rather than be absurdly cryptic.
She could also flash her license, but this is faster. They won't ask any questions.
We could just take you around the perimeter of the castle until you get possessed, if we just wanted things done fast.
True, but I say the princess is slightly more important than speed.
All right, you can follow me.
Come on.
Shouldn't we stay out here with the pony?
No, the guards can take care of it. We are going to meet up with our friends.
She really does want things done fast this time.
Stay close to me, all right?
I know. The last thing we need is to attack someone before we can explain.
Is that really the only option?
It's your best option if you want the demon gone for good.
Your Majesty, sorry for the interruption. Some of the Slayer's comrades have come to join them.
Arnold! Lox! Great to see you again.
We are not comrades, friends, or anything. Don't come any closer, whelp.
Me? Come closer? I'm already too close for comfort, seeing as the princess is somewhere within the castle walls. I'm staying right here, next to the
door. Your Majesty, these con men.
Your Highness, I know these men are saying they can save your country, but they haven't given you all of the facts.
I said, stay back.
Or what? Majesty, what about your daughter?
Don't listen to her. She's just an exorcist.
I can't hire an exorcist. If this demon gets out, it could cost hundreds of lives.
I never said anything about banishment. You can have both. Your daughter and your...
They are lying. They tried to trick us as well.
It's not a trick. I told you she's an exorcist, but I'm not. I could prove it. But it could be dangerous for everyone in this room.
If any of you move any closer, I'll kill you.
Ho ho! Big threats now, huh?
As if you could.
You think you can take both of us?
I'll be the one with the demon on her side.
Stop! You're all a disgrace. This man is deciding on his daughter's fate, and you are all still fighting like children. Your Majesty, we know what you've been told. We all grew up learning the same thing. Demons can only be slain in a human host. Otherwise, exorcists can only banish or trap them, but they will eventually become someone else's heartbreak. It's noble, really, considering sacrificing your daughter so your subjects don't have to deal with the demon. You know they've already faced others, and this one is probably worse. They've made sacrifices, so why not you? But you are also running from the shame of living with a survivor of possession. Who will respect your daughter again when they think she's corrupt? But forget about everyone else. If you think you can still love her, accept your daughter even after what's happened, just hear us out.
I wouldn't.
Let's just get to the point. If the demon possesses me, I can defeat it. What's the harm in letting us try? If I can't do what I claim, then your friendly slayers here can just kill me instead of your daughter.
Helena,
Fair is fair. Give me 3 weeks, tops.
I don't understand.
It's as she says. We're proposing we put the demon into my friend, Helena, here. Doesn't really matter how. We just need you to trust us that she can kill it from the inside.
You can do that.
I can.
They say.
I want to believe you.
Then do. You've got nothing to lose. We won't charge you anything until the demon is gone.
But...
And you two are hired for 3 weeks to help Bridget and Marzia watch over me. After that, you can do what you choose. So stop complaining.
What's your rate?
I am not.
Lox, stop. We can't afford not to. We need this money. For 3 weeks, 2,000.
Are you sure?
Are you?
I just want my daughter back.
I can do that, but she may not be like you remember it. It's never easy, you know. Surviving possession changes a person to the very core.
Just try to love her.
Whether she's saved or damned depends on you.
She's locked in the tower. Shall I go with you to order the guards to let you through?
I probably won't make it that far.
You'll be safer here. Just give one of your men the order. These two idiots can guard you.
As you wish.
A guard led us to the tower in relative silence. I walked a bit slower, wounds still sore, as I tried to mentally prepare myself for being possessed again. Bridget was first to break the silence.
Gods, they are assholes.
I think they're fine.
Well, you don't have to deal with them for 3 more weeks.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Shut up, smartass.
Fine, no one wants to talk to me. I stopped short. And with that, the world dissolved around me.
What?
I got her. Run.
Let's go, Slowpoke.
By order of the king!
Move!
Princess? I know you're scared, but we need to get out of here. You don't have to say anything. Just grab my hand.
I didn't mean to hit her that hard. Do you think I hurt her?
Hopefully. Your ear is bleeding. Like, a lot.
I know. She bit me.
Judging from the princess's arms, that seems like what it likes to do.
Great.
She sounds fine for now, but we should see if someone can look at your ear. It's kind of dangling off. Oh, and her as well. She looks rough. Hello, princess. It's all right if you don't want to talk. We know you've been through a lot. We're going to see your father, but don't feel like you have to talk to him either.
You take her. I'll stay here.
No, I told you someone needs to treat that dangly ear. I'm sure these nice guards can watch the demon a little longer.
But she might hurt herself.
Like she does all the time? Come on, Mama Bear. She's not going to kill herself if you're gone a couple hours. You three, keep watch.
Where's my princess?
Before I could get my bearings, I felt the sensation of someone drilling a hole between my skull and jaw. A rough start. How it expected me to answer with that pain, I don't know. Eventually, the torture died back, and I croaked through tears.
Safe from you.
I want her back.
Then you'll have to kill me, because only one of us is getting out of this alive.
This is why I never let my playthings speak. They're always dribbling nonsense I don't want to hear.
So...
That's better. I thought the demon was mimicking me, so I tried to talk back. Even though I tried to speak, only blood gurgled in my throat where my tongue used to be. The next moment, I felt like my jaw was torn from its hinges. But like everything in the demon's inner worlds, the torture was transient as long as I still had strength. So my jaw returned. When I looked up, the demon was gone. It took my voice.
Whoever you are and whatever you did, You're going to regret getting in between me and my princess. You don't know what you're messing with.
Is she still possessed?
Helena took her place, if that's what you mean.
What?
Just give her space. She just needs a little time and a healer if we can get one.
She's not the only one, I see.
It's not important.
I'll get someone to come.
So, what are we actually supposed to do here?
Well, after I'm done bleeding all over the place, we are going to guard the tower and watch over Helena.
What about the exorcist?
I'll help, but I have to take care of the client and the victim. They need to be reassured and helped through the readjustment process. I don't want His Majesty to push Her Highness too hard.
Whatever.
Don't worry, Princess. You're not doing anything wrong.
Don't take out whatever you have against us on her.
Of course.
They're in here.
After that first encounter, I hadn't seen the demon. Instead, the voices, I suppose it had stolen or dragged from my memories, whispered incessantly all my little doubts and fears. I wandered around this seemingly empty void, trying to find an enemy who wasn't brave enough to face me. I know the intended purpose was to have the voices torture me psychologically, with the occasional use of my own voice to emphasize the doubt. But it really just annoyed me. I wore my insecurities on my sleeve. My life was a slow-motion tragedy that I made more enjoyable by being happy, even when it seemed the darkest. Couldn't dissolve me into a puddle of self-loathing that easily. I stopped and squatted with a sigh. Annoyance was another kind of torture.
Had it been enough yet, human?
I looked up at it, not even trying to speak.
You're strange. You don't seem scared.
I rolled my eyes. I really wanted to give this demon a piece of my mind.
I just don't get it. I had the princess groveling, begging me to just end it. She couldn't stand the thought of her people, or her father, knowing her for who she was. They hate her, seeing how corrupt and crazy she was on the inside. I had her. Then, you come along and ruin it all.
Shut up, you lying! But I knew the demon couldn't read my thoughts. I just hated that it thought it had won, making a perfectly good girl wish for death. The demon had probably echoed how possession proves disease and darkness, which just wasn't true. I just wanted to show it how wrong it was. In a moment of rage, I called my strength and lashed out. I'll show you. Leave her alone.
What the? You think you can fight against me?
My hands glowed as I tried to manifest an object, but before I could, the demon threw me back. I felt the sensation of my ribcage crushing, knocking breath and power out of me. When I looked up, the demon was gone again.
Well, get comfy, boys. We'll take shifts, so someone's watching the doors at all times. We'll all have to sleep in the hall here as well to be back up in case something happens. In a few days, when the demon has to sleep, I want us to hold her down so I can gag her mouth and bind her hands.
Why would we risk doing that?
Didn't you see the princess's arms and my ear? This demon's a biter. Plus, I don't want Helena hurting her hands anymore since they're still recovering from the last long-haul demon. Mostly, though, it's because that's what you were paid to do. Help me take care of Helena.
You are correct. Of course. We'll do whatever you say.
More like we're being paid to do grunt work out of pity.
What's your problem? Is saving her fingers, eyes, and toes not enough glory for you? Can't you forego being the center of attention for a second?
What, you're all right with being treated like a glorified maid?
I'm not obsessed with being a big bad hero, no. I just want to help people, and this is the job that I can do best.
This is a waste of time.
You only say that because you can't accept someone else getting the praise.
You don't know me.
Fine, whatever. But you will do what I say.
You will.
And that's about everything that has happened since you were indisposed. I know I should have given the ambassador an answer about where and when we should have the Alliance Council, but I knew you would have opinions on it, and they would have been better than mine, so I just hoped. We need to come to a decision soon, or we may appear hesitant, or weak.
Maybe not now. I know it was important for you to tell her the goings-on of the kingdom, but it's not like she was just not here. She had a lot happen to her, so maybe let her deal with the effects of that before expecting her to return to her duties.
But
you'll regret it later if you hurt her more now.
Very well. I'll give you some privacy.
I can leave too if you'd like, Your Highness. Or not. Don't want to be alone. I'm sorry. I don't mean to speak for you. I just don't want you to push yourself. You'll get your voice back eventually. Seems like they really need you here. And I know you don't want to let them down even more. But you seem like a strong, intelligent woman. That doesn't have to change. Even if you have. I may not know what you've been through, but I also don't know who you were before. Please, take advantage of that if you can. There's no pressure here. Just be yourself. As you wish, Your Highness.
We know it's not your fault. It's exhausting.
And while everything else passed over me, those words took my breath away. They were the same ones my parents said before they asked me to leave. It felt like someone grabbed me and just squeezed everything, air, life, emotion out of me.
Does it hurt more or less that that was the last thing they said to you? Do you think your friends will leave in the same way? Oh, wait. They didn't leave. You left. Because you couldn't disagree with the misery you caused them.
I opened my mouth to object. There was nothing there. I was so used to standing up for myself, protecting myself, but the only way I knew was with words.
You spend so much time claiming you're the hero. But let's be honest. You torture just as many people as you save. And since your beneficiaries still continue to suffer, do you really, and I mean really, think you're doing the world any good?
It wasn't a secret that I deflected as much as I could by bolstering my ego out of proportion. I wanted to scream, "You think you're the first demon to point this out? Do you think you're special?
Do you think you're special?"
My thoughts crashed into my ear, making my heart jump, and I tumbled to the ground. So the demon could read my mind sometimes. It was probably just ignoring me to make me feel powerless.
It hardly matters if I think I'm special. The question is, do you? Of course you do. It's the only thing you have going for you. You are nothing but your special little nurse. Just a miserable little tick who can do nothing but cause those around her to be miserable as well.
I wished it would just be quiet. Just for a minute.
And you'll disappoint your friends on top of everything. Because we both know you're not getting out of here on time. I don't even have to win. I just have to push long enough.
As I stood again, I felt something sink into the pit of my heart. If I couldn't talk my way out of this one, if I couldn't even see my enemy, what could I do?
Don't slam the door on her. You'll break her fingers.
So what?
She already broke through the restraints and bit my shoulder. She deserves a few broken fingers.
Just let me... There.
This is insane. Why are we playing nice with a demon just to be bitten, abused, and for nothing?
It's not for nothing.
Gods. It's still all about the heroics for you, isn't it? Nothing else is worth the damn if you don't get showered with praise.
Don't.
Act like I know you? I don't know you personally. But look, idiot. I've lived your life. I know it feels good for people to grovel and give you gifts because you saved their family, their village, or whatever. Praise was the only thing that made the killing bearable for me. When I met Helena, someone who could do what I was doing without killing, objectively better than what I was doing, helping more people, I didn't fight it like you two. I didn't feel the need to keep being a hero if I could help more people helping her. But you're different, aren't you? You're just in it for the self-satisfaction. Killing or helping people doesn't matter as long as you're celebrated for it.
It's not that simple.
Shut it, Arnold. We don't need to dignify that with a response.
Tell yourself whatever excuses you want. Doesn't make it any less true.
See, another dress that mostly hides the bite marks. Also, you look very official in this one. Look, this doesn't mean you have to go out in public anytime soon. But I wanted to make sure you were prepared and comfortable when you were ready. I also found these gloves for your hands. I noticed you kept trying to hide those bites since they are the only ones you can't hide. Though in a few weeks, they will all be healed. We're just going to take it slow, all right? First, we'll get you comfortable with your father again. Then, we'll get some of your lady's maids back. So those dresses actually fit well, because we both know I don't know what I'm doing. Then, I don't know, whatever you want, really. It's not as daunting as it seems. Enough moping! You can come with me. We'll go for a walk and I can get some of my work done.
I wish I hadn't revealed my powers here so early. Because that was why it wouldn't show its face. Those damn voices had gotten to me. I hadn't seen a glimpse of it since I'd shown off. It just sounded in my head like an unpleasant, invasive purr. I was afraid my little display had scared it enough that it wouldn't show its face at all. I'd been walking for what felt like forever, with only judgmental whispers for company. Still, I had to think of something quick. I didn't know how much time I had left.
I still don't get it. Why wouldn't you answer just one simple question?
What are you on about now?
I was thinking about when we met. I'm not saying we're particularly nice to you, but Helena always has this habit of trying to understand people. Apparently, she uses it against the demons in their world. So why couldn't you just answer her question? Why did you become demon slayers?
Because it doesn't matter. It's none of your business.
It is rather trivial.
For God's sakes, we're going to be sitting here for 2 more weeks. If we can't talk about trivial things, I might as well be spending days with Bloodstoked. Would you prefer I brush you both down and give you each an apple like our pony?
Hope that demon shoves itself up into your ass.
Colorful. I'm impressed.
Look, there's nothing really to say. We were both mercenaries until we got tired of our respective companies and set off on our own. Fighting demons isn't easy, but at least you don't need to get armies involved to defeat them.
They usually just make it worse. I'm assuming you got tired of the grotesqueness of the battlefield.
More so the grotesqueness of the people we fought with. People who call themselves mercenaries are heartless, only just above demons. We weren't all that way, but a select few played into that reputation. I got tired of fighting those bastards off the battlefield with nothing but my fists. You could say I got tired of being the unsung hero. Even though I tried to do the right thing, I only got cursed and spit at.
That's not just mercenaries.
True.
And, well, Lox, he had a good commanding officer for a while, but the next rat took over. It wasn't quite the same.
Bastard made the dumbest decisions that got most of us killed and took the credit for all the impossible deeds the rest of us accomplished. He was the hero there, got all the drinks and the parties, and all it cost him was the lives of his fellow soldiers.
Got tired of living in the shadow of someone who didn't deserve it.
I learned you can't trust no one to look after you other than yourself. Good judgment is in short supply, and I was willing to bet on myself over any other layabout. I swore that I would never work under another warrior ever again.
That's why we are equals. Partners.
Still grubbing money, though. Does it hurt your pride to let Helena hire you?
I wouldn't exactly call her a warrior, but you'd know better than us if she's worth working for.
I'd follow her anywhere. To her death and mine.
I'll be the first to admit, we misjudge you three. It may not seem like it, but we do actually want to help. We just have to look out for ourselves first.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Turns out you can be decent blokes if you put your minds to it.
Whatever.
I usually stayed small with my manipulations of the demon realms. I couldn't muster the power and control for more than a weapon or a trap. But I didn't know how I was going to get the demon's attention without going all out. I didn't know how much time I had left, and I was desperate. I only had a few more days at most before the 3 weeks was up. Enough wondering and whispering. This was my last chance. So sitting in the inky nothing, I gathered all my focus and stretched my power to its limits. I had to drown out the voices first, but what was more powerful and louder than humans? I spent a lot of nights alone with my own thoughts, so the answer eventually came to me. Slowly but surely, dark, gray clouds formed overhead. Then drop by drop, rumbling and pattering, it began to rain.
Really, Princess, you don't have to help me bring them their supper. It seems far below your station, and I'm sure it's hard to be near it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you're attached to me because I promised your safety. That's fine for now, but you are safe elsewhere, Princess. I know it doesn't feel like it, but that demon can't hurt you anymore. Helena would be able to help you so much more than me. I wish you could meet her. No matter how much I try, I can't compare to her. She actually knows what you've been through. I'm just a hollow surrogate for her experiences. Gods, why am I telling you this?
Oh, finally. Marcia.
Is the princess still mute as a log?
Lox.
I think she's a good conversationalist. She tends to make you feel at ease, and her eyes are very attentive. Not speaking isn't too much of a hindrance.
Unless you have to run a country.
Not now, okay, guys?
Then when?
When she's ready.
The same could be said for your friend over there. She's taking a sweet time. She's only got a week left.
They'll both be fine. Things will work out fine. I'm sure of it. Aw, you two are awake. Can you help me try and get back in there? I really don't want her to lose a finger because of this. Also, we'll need to see if it'll let her eat and drink. After that...
Do you not think we were counting? It's been 3 weeks to the day.
Don't!
Isn't that a long time to be possessed? She could be...
No. No. She's taken months before. She's fine. And if you...
Bridget, is she okay? I meant to get up earlier, but I just woke up. They didn't.
Not yet.
Get back, Princess. Bridget, don't. Helena said.
Stop! For God's sake, we're not monsters. You think just because we sacrifice a few people to save hundreds of lives, we're mindless killers? Damn it. We're trying to help. No matter what you think. You think she can kill every demon? That people won't be slaughtered while they wait for you three? You need us! Stop treating us like we're the bad guys.
So you're not going to kill her?
I think we both agree. We're not interested in petty revenge, if that's what you think of us. We were skeptical, but you've proven she's actually as unbelievable as you claim.
What made you change your mind?
Not much. You've just proven that by giving up 3 weeks that it's not a con. Not to mention, Marcia, you've cared for the princess and the king better than we ever could.
That's because you contribute to the trauma. I'm not trying to insult you, I swear. I'm just saying that you should distance yourself from your clients.
We know our solution isn't perfect, but it's the best we can do. And people still need us. We provide relief where you can't be. Stop treating us like we're the problem when we're on the same side.
You didn't listen to us before we did. Don't pin this all on us.
We're glad you understand now, but we had to work to make you respect us. Don't take for granted that we'll return that automatically. However, sparing Helena is a good start.
True. She trusted you, and you proved her right.
We'll hold up our end of the deal, and make sure she gets out alive.
Will that be good enough for you?
Here I thought you two didn't care what I think. But, yes. I think we've come to an understanding.
All right, everyone. Shall we get back to work? Your Majesty, would you like to help me bring up breakfast?
Even though I felt soaking wet, I liked my little thunderstorm. It drowned out the whispering voices, so I finally had some peace. I think that's what finally brought the demon out, since it had to figure out another way to torture me.
How can you do that? How can a human manipulate my world?
I just looked at it, as it still had my voice. After a minute, it waved its hand, and I felt life in my throat again. Maybe if you listened to your own torturer, you'd figure it out.
Why would I worry about the dealings of a lowly human like you? The princess? Maybe. But you are nothing.
I somehow doubt that's what you told her.
I didn't have to tell her much.
It's funny how much you like the sound of your own voice when you don't even use your own.
The voice is just so powerful to you people. Without it, you are nothing. You can't communicate, you can't defend yourself, define yourself. Drown out others.
Aww, but you forget. We have another weapon that's almost just as powerful.
You think so? What's that?
Our ears. It's how we understand the world and each other. But it's not just about what we can do as much as what we can choose to do. We don't have to listen to the things that we know are wrong, that harm us. I've known a lot of people like you, who think we are only what we say. But I'm much more inclined to say we are what we choose to listen to. Our own voice may not be the truest, so we can't always listen to ourselves. It's when we find and learn who and what we should listen to, that we truly become who we were meant to be. So that's why your torturers don't touch me. I hear them, I know them, but I don't listen. I find there are more important things to listen for.
Oof, you're so pompous. You think you know everything, don't you? So, tell me, human, what's so important that you listen for?
For trouble. When other people are in trouble so I can help them. But also to the world around me, so I know when danger is near. The more information you gather on your fears, the less it scares you, and the more prepared you are to face it. I've listened to a lot of demons before you.
I'm tired of...
It's when you stop listening that they really get you.
You think? Why don't you shut up for...
Even though I gave it an ample warning, the demon missed the approaching lightning. As it sizzled and shrieked, my rain finally stopped. And for a second before I returned to the real world, it was silent. I didn't have to listen to anything at all.
Helena?
What? I'm here. I'm done. Ouch. Are those teeth marks?
Sorry to startle you. You were just lying there silently. This demon was constantly screaming, so I knew something was up.
Oh, I was just taking a minute to myself. Well, how long did that take?
3.5 weeks.
And I'm not dead?
We've come to an understanding with the Slayers.
That's good.
I just did what you would do.
So is the Daemon gone?
Yeah, she's good. Well, as good as she can be.
Ow! Is my mouth really that big?
Wait, Princess!
Oh, hello, Your Highness. Don't worry. I know what it feels like. But it's never coming back. You...
I told you.
Thank you. You don't have to thank me, Highness. I wouldn't even have made it here without my friends. And your father for allowing us to intervene. Oh, and those two men behind you for allowing me to live a little longer.
Ugh. You did all the work.
Honestly, I'm just living my life.
Not many people can live like you do.
As true as that may be, there are a few of us around. Survivors, fighters, changing the rules however we'd like. Isn't that right, Princess? What was that?
Helena. I'm deeply grateful that you arrived in time to allow me to attend the Alliance negotiations. The independence of my people will not end with me. My fight for my people goes on.
You and your citizens that survived the demon attacks will be stronger for it. Not many larger countries can say that. Let the world know how strong you are.
I will.
Is that the first time she's left your side since we saved her?
Helena has that effect on people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We should get you to the healer. Make sure none of those chunks are important.
We'll be off then. Try to make sure you don't follow us.
Going to go save more lives?
That's our job.
Wait. I wanted to thank you. Truly. I know it's simpler to solve every problem the same way. It takes courage and restraint to try something new. I wasn't sure for a while there, but... you two are some of the good Slayers. I owe you my life.
And we owe you a bit of our humanity.
So, we're even. Please, can we go now?
But you never told me how you became Slayers!
Let them go. I'll tell you later.
The echoes of the demon's voices still played quietly in the back of my mind. But they were whispers in comparison to the laughter, gratitude, admiration, and begrudging respect that surrounded me now. And even if they weren't, I knew what I should listen to.